Win the war, not the battles. Or where are you looking? A minor miracle happened yesterday morning. I found that one of my students who had willfully turned off the site capacity, unexpectedly allowed it to stay on. Or maybe it was a major miracle. We shall see. I assert that what was underneath of that miracle is that I suggested that he can be polite when asks someone to back off and let him speak his piece. He saw that he never looked to see if it was possible. He had only seen that to get something, you need to be haughty, bombastic, loud, rigid, forceful. And his site got stuck there. Only when you discover, even if for a moment, that you haven't been looking, that you become ready for the site, and to do the practices that keep it open. We could say that as long as you look for your keys under the streetlight, but not where you lost them, you have no need for the site capacity. In fact, it is annoying. What makes you search under the streetlight and not where you lost your keys? Laziness? Sloth? Yes. But more importantly, arrogance. The United States is arrogant. Win wars, not battles. If there is one strategic weakness or Achilles heel in US geostrategic thinking, it is a fixation with winning battles and not winning wars. The North Vietnamese famously crowed, "America won every battle and lost the war." In Afghanistan and Iraq 4 decades later, the same critique applied. Adolf Hitler was arrogant. He fired his generals, and started to make his own military decisions, starting with the Stalingrad War, if memory serves me correctly. Thank God for that. Arrogance. Lack of humility, always leads you to losing moves, losing decisions, and to ultimately losing the war. Arrogance stops you from looking for answers outside of where you normally look, and thus from using the site that would show you what there is to do to win the war. The culture, society celebrates victory, and is ignorant about what it takes. And what created the victory is not what is readily visible on the surface. What created the victory is below the surface level, on the level of attitude, capacities, practices. I have been teaching the color exercise for more than 30 years, and to date, no one has produced the result with it that I have. The color in the color exercise is not necessarily a color. You can replace it with a distinction, replace it with an attitude, replace it with a pattern you can recognize. Like flaring nostrils, raised eyebrows, wide open eyes in the scary movie picture from yesterday's article. This is what my one student does who is doing the collages. She replaced the color with first symbols of seeing, then with patterns, lately with mathematical patterns that can also be found in reality, like the pattern of a spiral, or the patterns in chess, or the proportions of the perfectly proportioned body. The original design. She is consciously looking for those patterns, and that keeps the sight capacity active in her DNA. No one has realized, to my knowledge, to date, that the essence of the color exercise is not the finding but the looking. I have done that exercise several times in my life, and what I noticed is that the longer, the more days, the more often I was looking for my chosen color, the wider my cone of vision became, and the less my life became about me. For looking, you need to become humble, you need to reduce to what degree you consider yourself the center of the universe. Last night I, as usual, had a hard time falling asleep. I had memories of shame. No, more than that. I had a deep sense of shame. About how I look, about how much money I make, about incidents in my life. I was able to remain conscious, and notice that what was fueling the shame is the desire to be well thought of, the desire to be accepted, the desire to be at least as good as the other. In essence, the shame was fueled by what I thought others wanted me to be that I am not. To the degree you care what others want you, expect you to be, to the same degree your life is about you, and not about what you are doing with life. And not surprisingly, to the degree that you care how you look, how you compare, what you think others say about you, you are unproductive, and closed. Concerned, like Hitler, with the battles, not with the war. And, of course, you cannot keep the sight capacity alive. It is possible to observe the reaction you get from other people, and observe it like an ugly bug. Or a pretty bug. And see that all those opinions and reactions have no relevance to who you are, what you do, your self-worth. The higher your about me score, the less chance you have for happiness, for productivity, for self-worth and self-love. When you look at what other people say as a value judgment that you should concern yourself with, you make it impossible to use the site, because you are locked onto what they say. In an analogy I like, it works like a big freaking nail that is driven through your left foot and nails it to the floor. You can dance around it, but not away from it. Also, when you are concerned about your results, not about what you are doing now, and now, and now. You can notice it, if your self-awareness is high enough, by the rigidity of how to look, where you look. On Friday, listen to 2 partner calls. Unfortunately, most of my students opt to do weekend calls. 2 partner calls, 4 people. They shared one thing and one thing only, they got hooked on, locked onto some result they expected, results that didn't happen. Whether the result you expect is being listened to, someone saying yes to what you are asking, setting up a software to work with your business fast, the concern is for the result, and not for what it takes to produce it. And when there is a concern, the site cannot operate even if it is active in your DNA. The site needs you to move your eyes freely, without concern. Looking. Not frantically, not desperately, not at the same place as the last time. But freely. Concern makes you rigid and ineffective. The first muscle to contract, in my experience, is the shoulder muscles. They stiffen the neck, and you cannot even move your head freely. You are stiff. In a recent workshop, I attempted to teach people how to clear their concerns, either before an action, or at the beginning of an action. The way you clear a concern is that you take responsibility that in fact you want what you want and it is all you. Not the universe, not life. But you and you alone. Another word for concern could be expectation. You are expecting something that you have no guarantees to happen, and then you are upset because what you expected doesn't happen. Yet another word for concern is intention. You intend something, most of the time it's an agenda, and you bump into resistance, a brick wall. Smash into it. And you get upset. But instead of getting upset, you could clear the concern, free your neck and shoulders from the stiffness, and look around and see what else you can do, how else you can get to what you want. Most people have a style, an ineffective style, that they take out, like a hammer, and then hammer away at everything, even when everything isn't a nail. Some are aggressive, some are hysterical, needy, whiny, some are sullen, forceful, manipulative. Without this light capacity, you cannot see that what you have is not a nail, so your hammer will not solve your issue. As you can see, without practice as a sight cannot stay on, and without the sight you cannot be successful and happy in life. You may win some battles, but you'll lose the war. No way everyone is able, or even interested to be able to see. This may surprise you, it has surprised me. In the starting point measurements I can see clearly if you are or if you aren't. The starting point measurement are a snapshot in time. They tell you where you are at, right now. Most of my clients and students, at one time or another, had horrible numbers on their starting point measurements. But one thing is obvious to me, if you are willing to do the practices to keep the sight capacity open, all your numbers become better. The student who allowed the capacity to stay on Saturday, his about me number dropped to 1/3. A tremendous result. Your about me number is the main source of your misery in life. Get your starting point measurements. And let's see where you are at and if you are ready to grow. Okay? Get your starting point measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/starting.